For 2 years now, exhibitions of human cadavers have been traveling the country. The corpses in these shows have been preserved and solidified through a process called plastination. Often their outer layers are peeled back to reveal their organs or joints or muscles. The exhibitions have been wildly successful around the world, selling millions of tickets and earning tens of millions of dollars in the U.S. alone. Not surprisingly, they have also been dogged by criticism. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, one delicate ethical concern stands out above all others.
At the Body Worlds 2 exhibition, the corpses are ice dancing and skateboarding. They're doing yoga. Stripped of their skin, they're creatures of muscle, robustly red as though suffused with oxygen. Ironically, each is a picture of health.
Body Worlds is not gory. It shows the beauty of the body.
That's Dr. Günther von Hagens at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science last spring. He's the anatomist who invented plastination, a process by which the bodies are preserved by removing the fluid and replacing it with silicone or epoxy resin. And in his signature black hat and leather vest, von Hagens is also Body World's impresario.
I believe this is the real democratization of anatomy. Everybody, any layperson, has access to the beauty beneath the skin.
Of course, they have to pay $25 to get in. But many visitors, like tourist Angel Campos from New Mexico, say it's worth every cent. Campos says Body Worlds is like wandering through an anatomy textbook, but the plastinates do give him pause.
I wonder who they were. I wonder how they got here.
And that is the key ethical question, whether the bodies were legitimately obtained. According to von Hagens and the science museums that show his work, every whole body exhibited in North America comes from fully informed European and American donors who give permission in writing for their bodies to be displayed. Günther von Hagens sat down with NPR in an airy museum conference room to discuss where the bodies came from.
What I certainly never use for public exhibitions are unclaimed bodies, prisoners, bodies from mental institutions, or even executed prisoners.
Allegations and controversies have followed von Hagens around the world. He's something of a multinational corporation. Most of von Hagens' plastination is done at his main laboratories, which he's moved from Germany to Kyrgyzstan, then the People's Republic of China.
The Chinese are better in dissection skills. They have the patience, which we in Europe don't have, the fine muscle dexterity which is necessary to bring out those specimens of the high quality.
Chinese medical schools supply von Hagens with unclaimed bodies, which he plastinates and sells to medical schools around the world. Von Hagens used to take cadavers from the former Soviet Union, but he stopped after body trafficking scandals in Russia and the Kyrgyz Republic. Customs officials 5 years ago intercepted 56 bodies and hundreds of brain samples sent from the Novosibirsk Medical Academy to von Hagens' Heidelberg lab. The cadavers were traced to a Russian medical examiner who last year was convicted of illegally selling the bodies of homeless people, prisoners, and indigent hospital patients. Von Hagens was not charged with any wrongdoing, and he maintains categorically that his cadavers are obtained only through proper legal and ethical channels.
It's so nice to sensationalize this most successful traveling exhibition on Earth since 10 years by bringing out some kind of fantasy stories.
Still, NPR has learned that no clear paper trail leads from willing donors to exhibited bodies. People donating their bodies to von Hagens send consent forms to his Institute for Plastination. They pay to have their bodies transported to a plastination facility. There, their donor forms and death certificates are checked. That paperwork is then separated from the bodies, which could be used for displays or sold in pieces to medical schools. No one will know for sure because each plastinated corpse is made anonymous to protect its privacy, says Hans-Martin Saas. He's a philosophy professor with a specialty in ethics. He was hired by the California Science Center to investigate Body Worlds before the show's U.S. debut in 2004.
And they sent me to Heidelberg to compare the donation forms with the death certificates in order to make sure that the people who signed the donation form, whole body donation form, actually had died.
Saas matched over 200 donor forms to death certificates. but he did not match the death certificates and donation forms to the specific bodies von Hagens has on display.
He has made a firewall between the real person and the placinated body.
I understand the point of the firewall for the general public or even for a journalist like me.
Yeah.
But it seems that an ethicist, whose job it is to make sure that the bodies being exhibited do belong to the people who say that they donated them, it might be important to verify.
Yes, and I should tell you very frankly, I had an exchange with Mr. von Hagens about that.
But Saas came to agree with von Hagens' policy on anonymity and approved the exhibition, although whether the bodies are from informed donors comes down to von Hagens' word. Saas's ethical report was central to the California Science Center's review and has been used to support each exhibition of Body Worlds in North America. Science Center consultant Sheila Grinnell.
It's hard. Science centers don't have a way, really, of going back and checking every single detail of the provenance of all those bodies.
Grinnell says Body Worlds provided a windfall for science museums, which, like other cultural institutions, have faced attendance and funding struggles. Still, she does not believe they've cut ethical corners.
The museum leaders are following the controversy. Nobody wants to get a black eye. Everybody wants to increase their audience.
And they have. Body World's three U.S. shows have drawn so far over 3 million visitors. Body Worlds, by the way, should not be confused with its competitor, Bodies the Exhibition. Gunter von Hagens' Body Worlds is now in St. Paul, Houston, and Boston. Bodies the Exhibition is in Tampa, Atlanta, Las Vegas, and New York City. Its spokesman is retired Professor Roy Glover. He says its cadavers, all from China, did not come from willing donors.
They're unclaimed. We don't hide from it. We address it right up front.
For that reason, many venues will not display Bodies the Exhibition. Groups like the Laogai Research Foundation, which documents human rights abuse in China, have charged the category of unclaimed bodies in China includes executed political prisoners. Harry Wu founded the group, and he's testified before Congress on China's organ trade. Wu says rampant corruption in totalitarian China makes it impossible to compare with the U.S., and he says he is not impressed by claims that the cadavers came to the exhibition legally.
This is law, Chinese law, right? Legal, right? Chinese do everything legal by their law, legal.
It was perfectly legal to bring Chinese cadavers here as educational specimens. But the Chinese government has cracked down on the cadaver trade, banning export this month except for medical research. Arnie Geller is president of Premier Exhibitions, the company that brought the bodies from China.
I guess we'll be looking in other areas of the world for experts who can do this work.
Geller and his spokesman, Roy Glover, say it's unfair to link Bodies the Exhibition with dark assessments of international cadaver regulations.
People can raise those issues, but I think they've been addressed successfully and satisfactorily.
But when Bodies the Exhibition opened first in Tampa, Florida last summer, the State Anatomical Board requested documentation proving the corpses were ethically obtained. Dr. Lynn Romrell, who chairs the board, says it got only a letter from the show's Chinese plastinator asserting that they were.
He stated that none of the material came from criminal institutions or from homes for the mentally insane. But just his word on that, no documents.
Romrell wanted to close the exhibition down, but he says the State Anatomical Board lacked the authority. He says still he's not against the exhibition in principle.
If they had signed statements from donors that I release my body for public display and for a company to profit from the public display of my body, I couldn't argue against that. But they don't have that kind of documentation.
The owner of Body Worlds, Gunter von Hagens, says each body he displays can be accounted for, but he's unwilling to make public a complete paper trail. His competition, Bodies the Exhibition, relies on documentation from a country with a problematic human rights record, where, even at best, its exhibitors say the bodies were not formally donated by people who agreed to be displayed. Yet, despite questions about the two exhibitions, both continue to draw hundreds of thousands of visitors around the country, and some museums are even thinking about adding plastinates to their permanent collection. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You can hear Netta Ulaby's report on the popularity of the Body World exhibit and see images and video from it at npr.org.